Good morning, pet. Look at you, already awake. You did get some sleep, didn't you? Good girl. I'm very glad to hear that. Now, give me the blankets. That's it, darling. Just push it through the bars. What a good pet. Already doing what you're told. And what's this? You kept your plug-in? Very good, girl. I must say, I wasn't expecting that. Any normal girl would have pulled it out as soon as she was able to. But you didn't, did you? Do you know why, pet? No. I think you do. Because you want this. Deep down, you want to be my perfect little pet. You are a terrible liar. But no matter. We'll break you out of that habit soon enough. Now, I'm sure you'd like to stretch out and have your breakfast. And that gag must be hurting your jaw by now. You poor thing. You've drooled all down your front, too. What a messy little pet you are. Don't worry. I'll clean you up soon. Make you all pretty for me. But before I let you out, we need to take some precautions. Just in case you get any silly ideas about wanting to disobey your mistress. Can you see the riding crop hanging from my belt, pet? You can. Good. Now, if you're a bad girl, I won't hesitate to use it. You look so frightened. Is my poor little pet scared? Good. You should be scared of disobeying me. Don't be dramatic. All you have to do is obey, and everything will be fine. Now, kneel just behind the cage door and sit in your hands so I can attach your leash. That's it. Good girl. From here, it's easy to see just how hard your nipples are, darling. You make such cute little noises when I twist them, don't you? Do you want me to twist harder? Silly girl, shaking your head no. Do you not understand yet? You don't get to say no. You are mine. I decide what you want. That's it. Scream for me. Good girl. I know it hurts, but look how hard it's making my nipples. And look at how hard I squeeze my thighs together. But no more delay. You've been in there almost 2 days now, and you need to eat. I won't have it said that I don't take care of my pets. Now, if I take that gag out of your pretty little mouth, will you be a good pet and stay quiet for me? Good girl. From now on, you'll only speak when spoken to, and you will address me as mistress. Understood? Very good. There you go. Isn't that better? Such a pretty, slutty little pet, aren't you? Yes, you are. Now, come along. No. 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 Do you not understand? You're to stay on all fours. Silly girl. Come now, darling. That was just a warning. I'm sure it barely hurt. That's it. Now stick your ass up for me. I want those tits of yours dragging on the floor. Good girl. Your face is so very red, pet. You still think you're a person, don't you? Stupid little girl. But you'll learn. Here we are. Now, remember to keep your ass nice and high and keep those knees apart. Eat up now. It won't bite. It's just oatmeal. I even put some brown sugar in it for you, you spoiled little brat. Okay, good girl. There you go. Now, what do you say? You're most welcome, darling. You look so perfect, just like that, showing yourself off to your mistress. Stay put now. Oh, you get so startled, didn't you? All for me resting my feet on your ass. Well, I suppose you don't have eyes on the back of your head. No, don't worry. No harm done. You can just lick up the water you spilled. No. No. None of that. Unless you want the crop. That's it. Clean up your mess. Good girl. I could just watch you all day, pet. Look at how wet your cunt is getting from being treated like the little bitch that you are. Your cunt knows what's good for you, even if your mind hasn't figured it out yet. Yes, yes, this is exactly where you belong. Wasn't it so nice of me to bring you home so you don't have to pretend anymore? Yeah, just think of those jobs you lost, all the relationships you ruined because you needed cock regardless of the consequences. All those times you broke down crying because doing everything for yourself is just so hard, isn't it? And that's just in the 8 months I've been watching. I'm sure I don't know the half of it. You were never meant for the real world, and it's a tragedy that you ever had to endure it, darling. But it's all over now. You'll never have to be anything other than what you are ever again. I think I deserve a thank you for that, don't you? No, that wasn't very convincing now, was it? You can do better than that, pet. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Much, much better, silly girl. Wow, you really are driving, aren't you? And your clit is so swollen. I can see it clearly from here. All that just from eating breakfast? Oh, such a horny little fuck, pet. It must be cruel of me not to use you now, wouldn't it? Stay right where you are. Though, of course, I'd be ready to use you whether you were wet or not. That is what you're here for, after all. The only wetness that matters is your mistress's. In fact, I am almost disappointed that you so clearly want this, pet. No chance to tear your pussy open and make you bleed on my hard girl cock with how fucking wet you are. Well, no chance without some very special drugs, but I can wait for another day. I've waited long enough for this, pet. I've spent months dreaming of how you'd feel around my fingers and on my tongue, and how you'd look around my big purple strap-on. Speaking of which, I have to make sure that all of these buckles are nice and tight. And that it's perfectly in place so that I can use you as you deserve to be used. Fuck. That's it. Do you feel it sliding up and down your slutty little slit? Or, you sure are wet for mistress. Now, that's it. Take it all. Moaning already. You really are such a slutty little thing. And you're so tight around mistress's cock. Fuck. Your cunt was made for my cock pet. God, that's good. Look at how it spreads you apart. I bet that no cock attached to a man has ever done that. Has it? God, that is good. Such a good little fuck slave. So warm. So wet. I can feel your warmth against my hips, pet. You make such pretty little noises while I use you. While I rape your needy little cunt. I bet you want me to go faster, don't you? I know you do. And beg for me, pet. Beg for me to fuck you until it hurts. That's it. Oh, good girl. Again, so I know you mean it, cock sleeve. Fuck. There you go. Oh, is that what you wanted? To be fucked like the filthy fucking whore that you are. But still, enjoy yourself so much. How about this? That's all it takes to get you crying. Pulling your hair. That's what it's for, pet. It's for me to pull. And for me to use whatever the fuck I want. Every part of your body is mine. To use, and your hair is a perfect handle for me while I pound into your tight little pussy. You're pathetic, crying and begging me to stop like this. Oh no, it's supposed to hurt, little slut. It's good that you hurt, because it gets me off. Don't you see? Oh god, I'm dripping down my fucking thighs right now. You're so fucking perfect. Even though you're crying and begging, your cunt is practically milking this big rubber cock. In fact, fuck, you're right on the edge, aren't you? About to come on my cock? Yes. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, I can feel your body shaking and shuddering as I dig my hands into your hips. And I can see your legs quivering. Was it humiliating last night? All alone in your cage, thinking about how easily you came on my fingers? Did you cry as your juices dried onto your thighs? I bet you did. And yet, here you are, about to do it all over again, whether you like it or not. Because if you don't, when I'm done with you, I'm gonna beat your cunt until it's black and blue. And I know you don't want that. Fuck, you're so fucking close. Oh, you're gonna come on my cock. and I'm gonna come with you. Hold it. Hold it. Fuck. Oh, no. Come for me, Dad. Oh, come on, your mistress's cock. Ah, just like that. Oh, look at you fucking cry. Like you don't love every fucking second of this. Good girl. Good girl. You did so well. Now. Enough with hysterics, darling. I'm only giving you what you want. Your cunt is nice and swollen from all the pounding. My legs are nice and full of your squirt. And I was so nice, wasn't I? Making you come. Shouldn't you be thanking me? I don't have to let you have any pleasure, you know. Listen to you. Your voice is so shaky. Even for a slut like you, that was a lot, huh? I told you you'd never been fucked like a mistress can fuck you. No man has ever been able to do that to you before. I think it's time to get you cleaned up and back in your cage for some rest. If you cooperate, I'll even give you the blanket back. Maybe even a toy if you're a very good girl. Does that sound good? All right, then let's get you nice and clean. Let me take this off. Yes, but before you go back into your cage, I bet you have to use your litter box, don't you? No? Well, you don't get a choice, sweetie. Wouldn't want to have an accident in your cage, now would we? Now come on, pet. Let's go. That's it. Don't make me choke you on your leash now. Good girl. Look at how red you are. Such an adorable little pet. I know you're shy. You've still got all those stupid ideas in your head about privacy and dignity and all sorts of other human nonsense. But you're not going anywhere until you lift your leg and you go in the litter box. Come on now. That's it. Leg nice and high so I have a good view of that cute little cunt that I just destroyed. That's it. Who's a good girl? Is it you? Yes, it is. Oh, all right. Now hurry up and go. I don't have all day. Are you trying to test my patience? Or is it really that hard? You're trying? Are you sure? Okay. I know it can be hard the first time, so I'll help you out. What am I doing? Silly girl, I'm fishing on your bladder, of course. Just relax and let it go. Be a good girl for mistress. Ah, there it is. Doesn't that feel better? You said you didn't have to go. Such a stupid little pet, doesn't even know what she needs. Not to worry, darling. That's what I'm here for. I always know what you need, and all you have to do is obey. See? That wasn't so bad, was it? Soon, this is going to be natural for you, just as it should be. Now, let's clean you up. This way, girl. Come on. That's it. Look at that. You're getting faster already. Soon, you'll be as fast on all fours as you were on your feet. I wonder, in a year, will you be able to stand if I order you to? Now, on your back. Arms and legs wide apart. Don't cover the drain now. Good girl. Try not to scream when I turn the water on. Aw, you look so confused. No, it's not going to hurt. Aw, And I asked you so nicely not to scream. It's not that cold, is it? I know. But you're so filthy, sweetie. You need a bath. Now, we'll go top to bottom. You might want to close your eyes and hold your breath for this one. Silly girl. No whining. You didn't want your face hosed off. You should have been more careful with your breakfast. Okay, now, spread that dirty cunt wide open for me so I can hose off all of your cum away. Good girl. Stay nice and still. There we go. Nice and clean. Roll over now. Look at that cute little ass. Spread it nice and wide now so that I can see the plug. Good girl. That's almost as sensitive as your cunt, That's it. Keep still. Almost done. There we go. Oh, you poor thing. Your lips are turning blue. I should have known it was too cold for cold baths. It's all right. It's over now. Here's a towel. Come now. I'll dry you off and warm you up. Shh, I've got you. Let me carry you. I'm much, much bigger than you. It's all right, darling. Good girl. I know. You were so good. You stayed so still for me and you didn't even complain. I suppose I should revise my earlier rule. If you feel like you're in danger, it's all right to speak up without permission, pet. You're mine, and I want to take good care of you. Understood? Good girl. You're going to be so happy here. In a few months' time, you won't even dream of leaving. I'm going to put you in your cage now so I can get a few things from upstairs, all right? I'll be right back. There you go. Here's your blanket. Here. Nice and cozy. I'll be right back. Look what I brought for you, pet. Yes, there's a pillow and another blanket. And look, a big stuffed cat just for you. And best of all, a big bowl of hot chocolate. God, you're already spoiled. Be careful not to spill it now. And remember, no hands. And that's it. Good girl. You're so cute. All wrapped up with your stuffy and lapping from your bowl. It's so perfect. I wish I could stay here all day with you, but sadly, there's work to be done. You really are the lucky one in this arrangement, you know? You get to laze about down here while I have to sit through meeting after meeting. I suppose I should order a heater for you, too, just to be sure. But I'll be back later, I promise. Until then, be good, pet.